Dialogue with a ferry by the river. Grignan, Dumas Mill Estate, June 22, 2022, 05:50 a.m. In the diaphanous glow of a gentle morning, a silent dance rises under the light of the Dromois sun. It is while walking through the enchanting forest of the Dumas Mill that one can occasionally discover the secrets of this fascinating world, where the invisible beauty of dragonflies sparkles with a thousand lights. These creatures, both delicate and powerful, embody a perfect harmony between grace and strength. This story immerses us in their captivating universe. True magicians of nature, the eternal residents of the Dumas Mill, remind us of the need to preserve our fragile ecosystems. These admirable insects play an essential role in maintaining biodiversity. Despite their apparent lightness, they carry on their iridescent wings the weight of our responsibility toward nature. From their aquatic childhood, hidden at the bottom of ponds, to their spectacular emergence as magnificent adults, their journey symbolizes a metamorphosis, not only biological, but also spiritual. By observing their unusual behaviors, we receive precious lessons on resilience and adaptation. Writing this story raises a guiding question within me. Am I actively participating in the protection of these dazzling creatures, and more broadly, of the living world around me? July on the riverbank. The river sang its soft flow, and I confess, I dozed off at the dawn of this day, which promised to be hot. A little magical nap under the forest shade of the estate, on the riverbank. Probably in a dream, I began an oneric dialogue with this magnificent blue dragonfly that had just landed on a tall blade of grass. Very close to me, she almost gave me her paw. The crystal clear voice of the young lady had something enchanting about it. "Dragonfly, your flight is infinitely graceful. How can such a small being like you carry so much beauty and freedom?" "Ah, human, you have touched upon a profound mystery. We are but tiny dots in the immensity of the universe, and yet we hold the secrets of transformation and the interconnection of all life." "Transformation? Are you referring to your metamorphosis from nymph to adult?" "Indeed. It's a journey from the depths of the water to the immensity of the sky. Each stage of our life carries within it unique beauty and purpose. We are proof of the power of change and the ability to adapt."
"And your colors! They're so vibrant! What do they mean?"
"Our colors are a language, a means of communicating with one another and with the world around us. They can signal our readiness to reproduce, warn predators, or help us blend into our environment. Each hue is a stroke on nature's canvas, telling a story of survival and adaptation." "You seem so at peace with the world. How do you maintain such serenity amid the chaos of life?" "We are simply part of the rhythm of nature. We dance to the beat of the wind and the sun. By observing the world around us, we learn to appreciate the small moments and find beauty in the ordinary." "I've heard that dragonflies are indicators of the health of an ecosystem. Is that true?"
"Indeed. We are sensitive to changes in our environment. If the water is polluted or wetlands are destroyed, our populations decline. We are like canaries in a coal mine, warning of impending ecological disasters."
"So how can we, humans, help protect your habitat?"
"By respecting the natural world and making conscious choices that benefit the environment. Plant native plants, reduce pollution, and conserve water. Remember, we are all connected. When one part of the ecosystem suffers, we all feel its effects."
"Dragonfly, your life seems so fleeting compared to ours.
How do you experience the passage of time? Time, human, is a relative concept. For us, every moment is precious. We don't dwell on the past, nor do we worry about the future. We live each moment to the fullest, in harmony with nature's rhythm. Our life may seem short, but it is intense. Flying, hunting, dancing. Everything is a celebration of existence. You remind me of the mythical creatures of legends. In some cultures, dragonflies are associated with transformation and good fortune. What do you think of that? It's interesting that you mention it. In ancient times, humans watched with wonder at our metamorphosis and our ability to fly. They saw us as messengers of the gods, symbols of transformation and lightness. We may be small creatures, but our impact on human imagination is immense. And you? Do you have a story to tell me about the world of dragonflies? Perhaps a legend or a particular memory? Once upon a time, there was a young dragonfly named Azure who lived in a shimmering pond. She dreamed of flying higher than the clouds and seeing the world from above. One day, an old sage revealed a secret to her. To fly high, you must first learn to dance with the wind. Azure trained tirelessly, perfecting her art. When she was ready, she soared into the sky and gazed at the world with new eyes. She then understood that true freedom lay not only in height, but in the ability to appreciate each moment of the journey to reach it. That's a beautiful story. Thank you for telling it to me, lovely lady. I believe we have much to learn from you, dragonflies. We are all pieces of the same puzzle. Human, by learning to know and respect other creatures, you can create with us a more harmonious world. Remember, even the smallest actions can have a significant impact. How do you see your mission in nature's balance? Human, my role in the balance of nature is that of a predator and a pollinator. As a predator, I regulate the populations of other insects, thereby helping to maintain a delicate balance in ecosystems. As a pollinator, I'm admittedly less impactful than bees, but I also transport pollen from one flower to another, promoting plant reproduction. I am a link in the food chain, a piece of the puzzle. My presence, like that of every living being, is essential to the proper functioning of the whole. My existence is intimately linked to that of plants, fish, birds, and all other creatures that share my environment. Do you have dreams for the future, you who live so intensely in the present? Human. The notion of dreaming about the future is a concept more familiar to you. We, dragonflies, live according to the rhythm of the seasons, guided by our instincts. It's true that we have urges, desires. We want to fly ever higher, catch the fastest insects, find the ideal partner to perpetuate our species. But these desires are rooted in the present moment. They are a direct response to our needs and our environment. We don't build castles in Spain. We don't project ourselves into an uncertain future. We savor the present moment because it's all we have. And in this way, we find our happiness. The golden morning light filtered through the majestic trees of the ancient banks of the estate. The whispers of the forest lulled me to sleep. I could not wake up. In fact, I think I didn't want to. Tell me, beautiful dragonfly, can you speak to me about the secret language of nature? Perhaps the trees, rooted in the ground for centuries, have developed a special sensitivity, haven't they? You're right, human, to think so. Trees feel and record the vibrations of the world. Beyond their treetops, they weave a subtle web of invisible connections. Half-closed eyes, I observed an old oak whose branches stretched toward the sky with determination. Dream or reality? I wondered what stories this tree could tell, having endured so many years in silence. Dragonfly, we know that trees can live for hundreds, even thousands of years. Perhaps they accumulate a collective memory? Yes, human. Every curve of their branches, every knot in their trunk, is a line in the book of their story. They adapt their shape, transposing the invisible into the visible. My gaze then settled on a very old poplar whose twisted trunk evoked challenges overcome. A root trunk evoking the thin boundary between the visible and the invisible that the dragonfly spoke of. I continued my questioning. Trees are so sensitive to their environment. The wind, the rain, the sun, and even our own activities influence their growth. Perhaps their lifestyle reflects the conditions of existence or significant events. Just like for humans, right? Indeed. And you, human, what emotions do you think this tree is expressing through its posture? Is it joyful, sad, angry, serene? I contemplated the scene, observing the trunk, the color of the bark, the arrangement of the branches in its immediate environment. Beautiful dragonfly, this tree seems to carry deep serenity, as if it had found peace after much turmoil. Its trunk, growing directly from the bank, has risen almost horizontally from the ground, forming a right-angled elevation toward the sky above the water. Its branches rise with calm strength, while its pale bark gently glows under the sun. It evokes resilience and acceptance to me. What do you think? That's a beautiful intuition, human. Trees, through their postures, can express a wide range of emotions. How fascinating! Each tree, in fact, can, in its own way, reflect your own humanity. Perhaps our connection with trees teaches us the importance of staying rooted in life while reaching for our aspirations. They probably remind us that every being, small like you, dragonfly, or large like a cedar, has a role to play and a story to tell us. In the calm of the forest and the presence of the historic banks, I felt a deeper connection with nature, inspired by the young lady. The air was filled with the subtle songs of birds and the gentle rustling of leaves caressed by the morning breeze. I felt good in this dreamlike conversation. What do you think? A simple walk in this forest can become a true quest for wisdom then. Perhaps we should learn to speak the language of trees after mastering the language of dragonflies. Absolutely, human. Their language is not found in words, but in contemplation, listening, and harmony. It invites you to reflect on your place in the grand cycle of life. What greater lesson than to learn to coexist with what you cannot see but can only feel deeply? The dragonfly, tilting her head toward me, encouraged me to observe even more intensely this cluster of large trees. Each one was unique in its shape and expression. I turned to a tall hornbeam rising majestically. Its branches spread before me as if in welcome. Was it a dream or a real dialogue? Every tree is a living poem, I feel it. Perhaps we should pay tribute to their knowledge, I continued. Yes, honoring them is recognizing your own story and your human principle. Each tree is a fragment of experience, an ode to resilience. By weaving your relationships with them, you forge deeper bonds with yourself and with the world around you. If only we could listen more carefully, perhaps we could learn how to live more harmoniously. Like them! That's exactly it. Nature teaches balance, patience, and perseverance. It speaks through the wind, the murmur of streams, the rustling of leaves. By listening closely to its stories, you humans could discover some well-kept secrets of the Earth. The conversation was coming to an end. I stroked the Earth with my hands, about to open my eyes. "Thank you, beautiful dragonfly, for these revelations. I will strive to walk in silence to better hear the invisible whispers of this world. One thing is certain now. This forest is like a temple, like a place for reflection and meditation. Each creature, from the smallest insect to the largest tree, plays a role there. And I will always be there, gliding between shadows and light, to remind walkers of the importance of the present moment, here and now." The dragonfly took off with a graceful wingbeat. Wide-eyed, I watched her. She paused her flight, hovering slowly in the air. Her translucent wings shimmered under the sun. Then, as if guided by a secret melody, other dragonflies joined her. They danced in a circle. Their aerial ballet hypnotized me. In an instant, they aligned, forming a delicate heart in the blue sky. I felt my heart race. Each wingbeat composed a soft, harmonious sound. Time had stopped. I had never experienced such a magical moment. Suddenly, one dragonfly broke away from the group to approach me. Her bright eyes gazed at me with ancient wisdom. She flew up to the top of the yew tree facing me, as if she were engaging in an exchange with it, as if she were opening a new conversation. Perhaps I had not dreamed. All the words from the conversation still echoed in my mind. Was this encounter really the fruit of my imagination?